Radio. Teenage Radio. Rule of Law Podcast.
Yes, today's podcast is about the rule of law.
What's the rule of law?
Keep listening and you'll find out. You'll also hear what happened when we visited the police firearms unit.
TH Radio!
Welcome to TH Radio. First, let's meet the team. I'm Uriah and I'm here with...
Ariane,
Ellie,
Charlotte,
Frankie,
Henry,
Kelsey,
and George.
This term, we've been finding out about the rule of law. We've also been talking to different people who keep us safe. To start with, we interviewed each other. Our first question was, what is the difference between rules and laws?
Well, you normally think of laws as police and court, but when you think of rules, you think of, like, school rules.
So if you break a law, then you have a really big punishment. And if you broke a rule, then it'll just be a small punishment.
Why do we think people obey the rules?
To keep the world safe.
Because if we didn't have rules or laws, then the world would be a big mess.
Why do you think people disobey rules and laws?
I think they disobey them because they don't like them. And because we have, like, protesters against the government which say, I don't like this rule. I don't want you to have this rule.
And people sometimes disobey the rules because they just don't want to follow them. So they just disobey them.
And other than that, they obey the rules because they don't want to get hurt and they want to be safe.
It's good to follow laws and we just want to follow them because we don't want to get hurt or we don't want any stolen property.
Also, we don't want to get into trouble with the police.
Of course, the police are there to keep us safe and catch people who do break the law. Occasionally, they have to use guns. We went on an amazing visit to the police firearms unit to talk to some of the officers who have guns.
Okay. So we've got two police officers, Rich and John, who've brought a police car which carries guns, and they also carry guns as part of their job. Here they are now. So this is John.
This is Rich.
John and Rich showed us their car and special equipment they use, which included large and small shields.
How often do you use the shields?
We'll use them at most of our jobs that we go to, because they offer us really good protection, basically. They're not too heavy. You can stand there quite comfortably with one.
As well as all the other shields, depending on what weapons the suspect or bad person might have. We obviously have body armour as well. But if they've got a rifle or crossbow or something like that, sometimes we might want a bit of added extra protection. So these plates slot in to here.
And they give After looking at the equipment, we turned on the siren and lights. Then Tony showed us some guns.
So these are the guns we use. You can see that John here's got, this is a Glock pistol. So this is our handgun. It's what we call a handgun, basically. This is what we carry at all times when we're in the car.
The bullets produced.
And those are the bullets that go inside them, okay? Oh. It's quite a small weapon, so when it fires, it's quite powerful. It has to be to fire the bullets very, very quick. So this is our bigger weapon. This is a carbine, what we call a carbine. It's like a really short...
The rifles are short because the officers use them inside houses. John and Rich showed us how they do a search inside an ordinary house.
Oh, police! Anyone inside the property, come to the front door now!
And you get no answer, but there's an emergency inside, so what they're doing now is they're looking through the doors and then they'll go in. They'll clear that room now. They'll be left clear, right clear, hopefully.
Left clear.
And then what they'll do, they'll need to fight their way back out.
It was really exciting watching them work. They even handcuffed Tony.
First thing I'd do is say, put your left hand into the small of your back. So I'd do that. I'd probably grab his thumb to get a bit more control over him. Move any watches or anything out of the way. And then you apply the handcuffs.
Afterwards, we had the chance to ask more questions.
My name's George, and what is your name?
I'm Tony Yates. I'm a National Firearms Instructor for West Mercia Police.
How did you become a firearms instructor?
I worked with these on the cars for about 6 years. and then I applied for this job and I did a 8-week course to learn how to teach people.
Have you ever been in a scary experience?
Yeah, I've been on a number of scary experiences. A few years ago there was some incidents in London and in Manchester where a lot of people got hurt at stadiums with Ariana Grande. So on that evening I was on duty down here and I got sent up to Manchester to help deal with that, to help all my friends and colleagues who were trying to deal with a lot of people who were unfortunately injured and scared.
At the end, Liz showed us a video to encourage more girls to join the police forces. They do exactly the same job as the men, including chasers, searches, arresting people, working with the dogs and using guns.
TH Radio on the Rule of Law.
That's it for our podcast. We really enjoyed making it and hope you also learned something about the Rule of Law. Here are our top tips.
Obey the rules, help others and stay safe. From all the team, goodbye.
Goodbye. TH Radio.